Hello and welcome to the Creatives Chronicles. My name is Brighty Maker and I'm your host for today. This is the podcast that tells the stories of creative professionals, giving you the information and motivation you need to get started, stay focused, and thrive as a creative professional. And a happy new year to you and yours. This is the first episode for the new year. I want to say a big congratulations and we made it to the new year. Okay, today on this episode, we have the founder of Grey Africa Hub. She is a software developer and also she does the Tech with Vivian series. She is amazing, really, really amazing. A graduate of computer science from Nnamdi Azikiwe University. Thank you so much, Vivian, for joining us today.
Okay. You're welcome, Bright.
Awesome. What we usually do in the first segment is to go back and look at the intro stories of our guests. We take a look at how they got started in the world of tech. So let's just go back from the beginning. What made you decide to choose this career path? What made you decide to choose tech? And how did you now get into tech? Let's walk through your intro story.
Okay. First of all, I would like to let you know, like you said, I'm a graduate of computer science from Nnamdi Azikiwe University. But prior to graduating, I wasn't really into tech. I wasn't a software developer, even as a graduate of computer science. So after graduating, I started working with a digital television as a customer representative officer. And in 2017, there was a shaking up, as in the company, there was a shake up in the company, like, and some of my colleagues were asked to go. So that was the turning point for me. Like, I wanted a job that I wouldn't be sacked from. I wanted a job that I can even work and create one for people, not the one I'll be sacked from. So that's when I started going into tech. So I started looking out for, okay, I went to different tech companies in Lagos to look out for where to get trained. And unfortunately, I couldn't pay for any, even though I was working. So I decided to go online and learn.
Okay.
So that's how I found Freecodes Camp, and I learned online, actually.
Wow. It's somehow sad that most of our Nigerian institutions would produce people who would go through school and they don't give them the requisite knowledge and skills they need for the present day economy. This is really sad. So kudos to you for even going online on your own and taking the bulls by the horn and deciding to get through. So you started with Freecode Camp.
Okay.
What was the next thing for you? How did you now start implementing?
Okay.
Because a lot of times people could go through Freecode Camp, they could watch tutorials and still they would be stuck and not do anything, not take any meaningful step.
Yeah, sure. One thing, when I went to Freecode Camp, one thing I wanted to learn was becoming a software developer, not just passing the tech. So people, when they go there, you know, Freecode Camp, when you are writing code and they tell you, wow, like, so some people got excited about the whole stuff, but I wasn't actually learning there to pass the test. I was actually learning to become a software developer. So what I did was that I was learning intentionally. If there is any text I don't understand, I don't quickly go to the hints and get the code. I try to go online and search for what that actually means and if there are other sources that can help me understand that well. And apart from learning from Freecode Camp, one thing I also did was pushing out my code to the public. Like, for everything I learned when I was growing, I tweet it. Then I also posted it on Freecode Camp Lagos Facebook page. And the reason was I wanted to actually get corrections from people. Like, okay, you are doing it fine. this is where you went wrong and stuff like that. That was why I was actually pushing everything I did out there for people to see and say, okay, this is how you are doing it well. This is where you're not getting it right. Okay, so but I didn't actually become get to the level I am now through just free code camp.
Okay.
While pushing the code out, I'm outside, one day I posted on Facebook Developer Circle Lagos, and one of the founders of a tech company in Lagos in Yaba, that's Mr. Joseph. So he shouted me up and was like, okay, how am I learning? Like, okay, I kind of did this idea. It was the whole idea was like a Wikipedia. I called it a Nigerpedia.
Okay.
So it was actually a one page layout page. It was a one page, and the funny thing is that it was even non-responsive. I wasn't really good at as of then. So the whole idea was to have an application where people can actually go and tell the Nigeria story, like the way they it is. You know, other continent regard Nigeria as a dark continent, rather. Like, they regard Africa as a dark continent.
True.
And I wanted to do something about it, like tell the story of Africa, that we actually have all shades of gray. So they regard Africa as a place people rape, do crimes, and the rest. There's also part of Africa that do great. So I don't see Africa as a dark continent, rather a continent with different shades of gray. So that was the idea of doing that one-page website. And I kind of screenshot it and write the idea about it and posted on the Facebook Developer Circle Lagos. And the funny part, I got a lot of reactions, a lot of comments. So people were like, is this project open source? Is it on my GitHub account so that they can actually contribute to it? Meanwhile, as of then, I don't know what GitHub is. I don't even know what is open source. So I have to like go and say, oh, what is open source? What is GitHub? I have to like, so after posting the thing, then I got a chat from Mr. Joseph. That's the co-founder of Budget and founder of University. That's a programming school in Yaba. And he took interest in me and started asking how am I learning. And I told him I was working. We got talking about my work. We got talking about my passion for tech. And at the end of the day, he gave me a scholarship to come and study front-end development.
Wow.
In his computer firm.
Wow.
So they were actually the one that trained me. So I did 3 months hands-on practical at university. And after the 3 months, I got internship opportunities from CVKive, Robotics System and Tech Advance. So I decided to go for Robotics System.
Wow.
Though it was a paid internship, both three of them actually wanted to pay. Like, it was a paid internship, and Robotics System was actually offering the least of the internship, like the pay, the least of the payments. Why I went there is that as of then, they were working on these two beautiful applications. That's the second pay, which is an online payment option, and the EV. EV is the event management system.
Okay.
And they have different programmers, like 18 youths working on this project on different stacks. So I felt like, oh, I can actually grab a lot from this, knowing that we are all youths. So I went for Robotics System. So after the internship, I started with Code Lagos. That's the, I joined Code Lagos to train youth in programming. As Code Lagos is an initiative by Ambode to train out 2 million programmers or 1 million programmers by 2023, if I'm correct now. So I joined Code Lagos. I was a tutor there before finally I'm here now as a software developer in one of the leading banks in Nigeria.
Wow. Wow. How long was this, all this happening? How long ago was this? What was the timeline?
Okay. I started posing on 3rd of January. That was when I found out about this stuff.
This goes to tell that there is almost nothing that someone would want to do and set goals for that cannot be achieved, that there is no limitations to what we can get. It doesn't matter if you are a newbie, if you think you're not even tech savvy, you could learn. There's an abundance of knowledge. You just have to be connected to the right persons and be willing
and the right resources.
Yeah, because you were also willing to take corrections and learn, and you were very, very curious. You were like, okay, what is Git? What is open source?
Yeah.
You were willing to learn. That plays and says a lot about your journey. So I really, 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 really am amazed.
Thank you, Bright.
Okay, let's switch gears a little bit. Starting out in your career journey, what was one worst advice? What was the worst advice you ever got?
Okay, I think the worst advice I ever got was while leaving my before I joined the software development part, I actually resigned from my work as a customer representative officer. So I got advice from families, from friends. They were like, "Why are you resigning? Where are you going to get the money to do your TFA and the rest of them?" So they were like, "God, that's okay. Why not continue working while you go for this scholarship?" But I knew that this is what I wanted to do. So I knew this is what I wanted to do. And I'm not actually encouraging anybody to resign from his or her work because he wanted to go into software development. But I was sure this is the path I wanted to follow. And I was sure I wasn't going to regret that path. So when I was making that decision.
Awesome. Have you had any setbacks during this period? Have you had someone disappointed, or someone said, I was going to do something and they end up didn't do it? And how did you handle such?
Yeah, I've had a lot of setbacks actually. The thing about software development is that when you are in this part, you are actually open to feedbacks and corrections. When someone corrects you, don't take it to heart. Like, oh, you're saying I'm not good. If someone said you are not good, then there must be an element of truth. Why not look out for where you are not good and improve on that? Mm. Yeah. Mm. Why growing? Why interning? I work with senior developers and they might give you a task asking you to do this and you might actually finally not do it. That's just the truth because you are still growing. And them being very busy, they will be like, go and do it. But you don't just have to take it to heart that, okay, to hell with this thing, I'm not doing it again. You just have to go back, and if you don't know it, just look for someone to teach you. Even if not among the senior developer, get a friend, a friend that is better than you, software development, that can actually just be humble. That's just it. Be humble while learning. No matter what comes out of it, just be humble while learning.
Yeah, very true. Amazing. Okay, you are really, really busy. You do the tech with Vivian series. You do, handle Grey Africa Hub. And you also work on clients' projects. How do you balance all this? How do you do it?
Okay, as a software developer, like I said, I work in one of the leading banks in Nigeria, and our work is actually Monday to Friday. So
you have the regular 9 to 5, then you have Grey Hub, you have Grey Africa Hub, and wow.
Okay, so I come to work Mondays to Friday. Of course, you don't code the whole day. Nobody does that. So you have break in between. So within your free time, within your free period, you actually do one or two things. Like the tech with Vivian, I actually do it at work. So maybe when I don't have anything doing or when I am on break, I can actually go out and do the video. Okay, once I have what I want to talk about, and so it's actually easy. So I go out during my break time or when I'm not really tight. I don't have a lot of things working on. So I do take Vivian videos at work. And the meetings I attend, that's during the weekend. So I also have a team that actually supports me. So I don't have to like carry everything on my head. So if I need to like set up a meetup during the weekend, they can, while working, they can actually be planning that. And on the weekend that I have time, you can just hold the meeting.
Wow. Awesome. Keep doing what you're doing, man. Greater heights are coming, Jerry. Well done. Yeah. Okay. What is one of the biggest challenges you've ever experienced as a developer? One project or something that was so difficult, that was so challenging, that really, really pushed and stretched you? Let's talk about it and how you were able to go through that.
Okay. Currently now I'm designing an online application portal. Working. And there is a huge project for me. I have not really done such an application before. I normally do the normal website thing and the rest of things. But this is huge. So when I took it up, I was like, oh, I'm sure I'm going to do it. I'm sure I will achieve this. But it's going on well. We are doing it. And it will soon go live.
Wow, okay.
I'm actually proud of that, this project, this particular one. I'm so proud of it.
Awesome. Looking back, if there was something you could change about the way you got into tech and the way about your journey in total, what is something that you would change, or something you would want to do better, or something that you would not do?
Okay, looking back, if there is something I would have loved to do, I would have started taking in school. Like way far when I was in school, yeah. Okay, but during school I didn't actually have the opportunity of like having the exposure and like okay, you can actually learn online and if I had the opportunity, I would have started taking them in school. Like right way back in school. I know a classmate of mine, Maxwell Lupi. He started why we were in school. He was a software developer and he had no connections. Like he just didn't start doing his thing. But we were pushing GP. Okay. As I talk to you now, Maxwell is the CTO of our Inspire Payments.
Wow.
And he's doing great. Like he's doing great. When I look at where he is now, I was like, God, you need to level up. So if there's anything I would love to change about my software development journey is I would have started out taking long time ago while still in school. I would have pursued GP to come out and doing customer service representation.
Awesome. Amazing. Okay, let's shift gears a little bit and let's talk about Tech with Vivian series. What made you start this series? What happened? What was happening? What were you thinking then? What was the mindset? And what do you intend to achieve with Tech with Vivian?
Okay. Apart from me being a software developer or being the founder of Grey Africa Hub, I'm also a contributor at Freecode Camp Lagos, and I'm a moderator at Facebook Developer Circle Lagos. So we organize meetups, and at this meetup, I meet a lot of youth. Like they will tell you, mentor me. They will ask you questions, and on my email, like on my inbox, regularly on Facebook, I get a chat. Okay, what's this all about? How do I achieve this? How do I go about this? And I felt like if I reply all those messages, definitely I will still get the same message from another person. So I decided to start the Tech with Vivian. So where I explain, maybe I get a question from someone. So I explain it, hoping that the next person that will ask the same question will see that video and learn from it. That will minimize the messages one, and that could help what someone out there is looking for too. So it can actually help someone out there. And Tech with Vivian generally about the best practices to use in software development. So I hope that get out and meet someone that actually needs it and solve someone's problem.
That's awesome. That's an awesome initiative. Please don't stop. Continue doing what you're doing. When people share their experiences, myself and a lot of other people in the industry, we learn, there are things we learn from, because everyone's experience is unique and different. So we learn from people's experiences. Like, we avoid some of the mistakes those people make. So it's awesome that you are sharing with the world, because the world is your oyster. Okay. You get a project today and maybe a client project and maybe a website. What process do you go through? How do you handle it? Do you start with sketches? Do you just go and start coding? Walk us through, like, someone comes to you today and say, I want a website, Vivian. What do you do?
Okay. Like I say, I have a team that I work with. Even though I'm work, I have a team that I work with. And if you want us, or if you want me to do a website for you, I don't just go and say, okay, let's start. There's what we call SRD, that's a documentation. So the first thing I'm going to ask you is for you to send the documentation of what you actually want. I don't work on assumptions. Like, okay, today you tell me that you need about me in the page, and tomorrow you are telling me that you need to a login page on the same website. So I need a documentation. Just tell me everything you want on the website in a document. So you give me the documentation, and the features you need on the website actually we actually determine the amount I'm going to charge you for it. And we also have a product designer. I have a product designer in my team. So if you actually want to see how the website will look like before we actually go into the design, then the product designer will create that for you. So you see how the website will look. But of course, you are paying for that. It's not a free service. But if you want us to go straight to designing, like developing the website, fine, we'll move to that. But if you want us to give you a sketch of what the website actually will look like at the end of the day, so that's the work of the UI US guys. So they will draft that out for you. So if it is okay for you, then we start implementing it. So sometimes some people would like to cut costs, so they will just be like, just go ahead and implement it. And so we say, okay, I want the general thing. We want to see how it looks like before you actually implement it. So it depends on the amount you can actually afford. That's go a long way in telling us, okay, this is the services we need to provide you with.
Okay. Awesome. Amazing process. And it's good that you have people you partner with, because I think one downside with a lot of persons in the industry here is that single, they would want to be the person doing everything, and this has some disadvantages. This has
there's
so much you can do on your own. Amazing.
Definitely need a thing to grow.
Okay, so we'll do the favorite series. What is your favorite quote?
My favorite quote is aspire. There is this quote they actually say, like when I was in school, they normally call me aspire. And that's from a quote I actually like. So the quote say, aspire to acquire the desire you admire. Or if in the process you perspire, don't retire, but require to acquire your desire.
Oh my God.
Say it again. Okay, the quote say, aspire to acquire the desire that you admire. But if in the process you perspire, don't retire, but refire to acquire the desire.
Wow. Who made this quote?
Okay. The quote was made by Chintan Jain, if I'm correct now. Yeah.
Okay, awesome. But it is an amazing quote. What's your favorite text editor or IDE?
Okay, I use VS Code.
Oh, nice.
But why at work I use Visual Studio? You don't use VS Code there. If I'm doing my personal work, I use VS Code. But if it's work related, I use Visual Studio.
Okay, nice. But what would be one advice you would give to newbies and intending developers?
Okay, one advice I would give to newbies is learn. Don't just answer that name. So don't just learn because you want to answer that name, the software developer. Learn because you want to solve an issue. And get yourself a mentor, someone that is better than you, someone you can always learn from. And if you have the time, attend meetups. There's one thing I tell people when I go to meetups, though from the speakers, I will learn most one or two things, but I actually go to meetups not because of what the speaker will say, but because there is someone among the congregation that I will learn something from. When I go to meetups, I look forward to making friends that will actually help me in this journey, because I know that only me alone, I cannot get there if I'm working alone. So I need people to push me to the level I want. So one thing I would tell them, learn, get yourself a mentor, and if you have time, attend meetup. And the purpose of that meetup is to meet friends that will actually prepare you to get to the level you want to be.
Awesome. You've received an advice from a mentor in the industry, right? Something that really stuck with you at any point in career?
Sorry, I didn't get that.
Did any developer, like a mentor, give you one awesome advice that has stuck with you at any point?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Please. Okay, so so when I was starting out, I actually have this amazing mentor. I would like to mention the person's name, so you don't go and disturb him tomorrow.
No problem.
When I'm starting off, I can actually see people doing great things. And I always compare myself. I'll be like, see what this person has done. How am I even cutting up to this extent? I've not done this. I've not done that. And he will always tell me, when comparing yourself, compare yourself. The comparison should be me versus me. It should be me versus me. You should be asking yourself, okay, what the task I did yesterday and the one that I did today, did it surpass that of yesterday? Because the person you are actually comparing yourself to might not actually be as good as you are looking at, as you are thinking the person is. And you don't know how many years the person actually spent to get to that level. You don't know how much the person has spent to get to that level. And you comparing yourself with that person won't change anything. It won't make you a better developer.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to compare, you should compare yourself. It should be me versus me comparison. So compare yourself as you progress. Compare yourself with your former work and with the ones you have now, with the new ones you are doing now. Are you improving? That's just the thing you should look out for.
Awesome. This particular career path is a life of continuous improvement. The day you stagnate, that you become obsolete and irrelevant in the industry. That is just one thing that is a fact. So let's do something fun before we let you. I really do appreciate your time. So if someone comes to you today and say you can make one wish and you could get one superpower, what would that superpower be?
Okay. I think I want a superpower that will actually change Nigeria. That's what I think. That's one wish I have. As in, like, I want Nigeria to be there. I don't just want us to be in this third
Third world country.
Third world. Yeah. No, I don't want that. Yeah. I want Nigeria to be there. Like, be prepared, just like China. So if I have the power, I'll change Nigeria overnight.
Well, your patriotism is really, really enviable. I really admire that. Please keep it up. We have to build our own. It's our responsibility as citizens of the nation. So awesome, awesome, and well done, well done. All right, let's get back to it. Two more things and let you go. How do you get inspiration? How do you stay updated about the latest trends in the industry? It's a two-part question. How do you get inspiration? Okay. And how do you stay updated? How do you stay updated?
Okay, I think my inspiration comes within me. Like, I have this, why I actually left my job and went into tech, like I told you, is that I wanted a job that that I won't be sacked from. I wanted a job that I can do and create a job for others. So every day I ask myself, what am I doing to create a job for others? And have I actually created, the reason why I started my journey as a software developer, have I actually achieved that? So every day I try to do one thing or the other that will take me closer to my dream. That will take me closer to why I became a software developer, to solve the unemployment problem in Nigeria, especially within youth, to help create jobs in Nigeria. So that's where my inspiration comes from. Even when I want to quit, I ask myself, it's not worth quitting without achieving the goal while you started the journey. So that's where I get inspiration. I get inspiration from. Okay, what's the second question, please?
How do you stay updated?
Okay, how do I stay updated? I read, I read on Medium. I follow people I know that are better than me on Twitter. I update myself on my different course on Udemy, on FreeCodeCamp, and the rest of them. And I actually have friends that are better than me. So when we see that, definitely when we are talking is about tech, and you get to learn one or two things from each other.
Awesome, awesome. What you touched on is so, so important. Understanding the why you start something, that is like really, really significant. It will keep you through those tough times because they will come. Yeah, amazing.
Sure.
It's a new year. We are in the season of the new year. It's a time people set goals. It's a time people start taking stock and planning for the new year. So what is the next thing in store for GreyHub Africa, for Vivian? What is the next thing? What is the next thing we should be expecting to hear from?
Okay, the next thing in for GreyHub Africa Hub, we are looking at taking our youth on mentorship, as in tech mentorship. Okay. So my birthday is actually coming up on 7th of January.
7th of January. Wow.
Yeah. So I'm looking out to pick 7 youth.
Ooh.
Mentor them. Yeah, me and my team. So I want by the end of 2019, at least 5 out of that 7 will write their story and say, I got into tech because through GreyHub Africa mentorship.
Wow.
So that's what we plan doing in 2019.
Awesome, awesome. I wish we were releasing this episode before 7th, but sadly we are going it's going to be on 18th of January. We are coming back from break on 18th. Yeah.
Okay.
But it's fine. It's an awesome initiative. Yeah. Kudos and big ups. I wish you all the best.
Thank you, Brian.
How can our listeners get in touch with GreyHub Africa? They want to support or they want to partner with you. Where are the best ways they could get in touch?
Okay, they can get in touch with us on Facebook/GreyHub. We are also on Instagram, GreyHub too, and also on Twitter, GreyHub. Or you can send us a mail at GreyHub@gmail.com.
All right, that is GreyHub, GreyHub. Don't miss it.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for your time today. I really do appreciate. Please, your closing words for our audience. Let me cut that.
The closing words for the audience, I'll say whatever you are doing, whether you are in software development industry, whether you're in fashion design industry, no matter where you are, just keep doing what you are doing. And the top is too large to accommodate us all.
There is always space for anyone to fly and shine. Awesome, awesome. Sure. Thank you so much. Vivian, I've had an interesting conversation today. It's been really, really impactful and insightful. Yeah, thank you so much. Compliments of the season to our audience.
Yeah, you too.
Thank you. To our audience out there, I trust you've also picked a ton of insightful content from today's episode. Remember to go out and act on these things. It's only in the doing that we get better. It's a new year, sure. It's a new day. Go out and create awesomeness. My name is Brighty Maker. I'll see you next week.